Admit it, Seedman. You voted for Duplessis.
A boom of laughter drifts up to the attic where Maggie is weighing and counting seeds. Premier Duplessis has just been reelected, and there's a buzz in the store. She dumps a handful of seeds on the scale, straining to hear what's being said downstairs.
Come on, Seedman, one of the farmers teases. There's nothing to be ashamed of.
Maggie abandons counting and crouches at the top of the stairwell to eavesdrop. She's been working for her father on weekends since she turned 12, 2 years ago, weighing and packaging seeds in small paper envelopes. It can be a tedious task, especially because the larger seeds have to be counted individually. But she doesn't mind. She loves being at her father's store. It's her favorite place in the world. She plans to work downstairs on the sales floor one day, and then take over when he retires. His store is called Superior Seeds, Semence Supérieure, and it's about halfway between Cohensville and Dunham, the small town where they live about 55 miles southeast of Montreal. The name on the sign outside the store is written in French and English, because her father says that's the way things work in Quebec, if you want to prosper in business. You can't exclude anyone. Maggie creeps down a few more stairs to get closer to the action. The store is damp and smells of fertilizer, a scent she adores. Arriving on Saturday mornings, she always inhales deeply and sometimes digs her hands inside the cool dirt where new seeds are germinating in small clay pots, just so the earthy smell will stay on her fingers for the rest of the day. To Maggie, this is where happiness is found. The store stocks basic things like fertilizers and insecticides, but Maggie's father prides himself on an impressive selection of rare seeds that can't be found elsewhere in the area. Vain enough to think of himself as a dispenser of life, he is redeemed by his sheer commitment to his work. He manages to straddle a fine line between ridicule and respect, and the farmers come to him not just for their seeds, but also for his expertise in all matters rural and political. On a day like today, his store is as much a gathering place as it is a business. The back wall is lined with row upon row of tiny square drawers, all of them filled with seeds. There are giant barrels of corn, wheat, barley, oats, and tobacco for the farmers. On the floor, there are sacks of sheep manure, fertisson, bone meal, and rapid grow. Beside those, there is a wooden display rack for the trees and shrubs, as well as gardening tools, lawn sprinklers, and hoses. The shelves are crowded with powder packs and spray cans of DDT, nicofume, larvicide, molassian dust, slugum. There is nothing a farmer or a gardener can't find.
The day I vote Union Nationale is the day I close down this store, her father declares, full of bravado, the upturned ends of his mustache seeming to emphasize his point.
Her father has a magnetic way about him. He's as handsome as a movie star, with his blue eyes and Hollywood mustache. His hair is thinning, always has been, ever since his 20s. But baldness gives him a certain dignified air, somehow enhances his sophistication in her eyes. He wears linen suits during the summer and tweed jackets with fedoras in winter. And he smokes House of Lords cigars that stink up the house in that wonderful fatherly smell. Even his name, Wellington Hughes, sounds impressive. Wellington thrusts his chin out in his stubborn, prideful way and says,
"The man is a gangster and a dictator."
He speaks in fluent French, being a great proponent of bilingualism as a business tool. Maggie's father is a very influential man in the farming community, so it's expected he will support any politician who values, protects, and promotes agriculture the way Duplessis does. But he's also a proud Anglophone. He despises Duplessis and is quite open about it. He believes Duplessis is the one who's kept the French uneducated and living in the Dark Ages. He endures his customers' political views only because they choose to do their business at his shop, and he respects their patronage and loyalty. Yet when the name Maurice Duplessis is dropped into the conversation, the color rises up in his unusually pale cheeks, and his voice goes up an octave or two.
"We know you voted for him, Hughes,"
Jacques Blé taunts. He pronounces it Hughes.
"You need his farm credits. When we prosper, you prosper, eh? My business would do fine without that egomaniac in power,"
Maggie's father states emphatically.
"It takes one to know one,"
Bruno Roy mutters, and all the men break out laughing.
"You Quebecois have no loyalty to this country," her father says,
uttering the word loyalty with reverence, as though it were the noblest trait a man could possess.
"Maudit Anglais,"
Blaise jokes, just as the bell jangles over the front door.